Well, we're playing golf, and then we're going to do something really cool for your family. Anywhere in South Florida that you go, there's a canal, a pond, there's a bucket of water, there's a pool in somebody's backyard. And traditionally, when you hear about drownings of small children, older people, whatever the case may be, it's because a child unfortunately wandered in the neighbor's backyard or wandered to the canal in the back or wandered to a pond in the area. With me this morning is Anna Stewart. She's the manager of Drowning Prevention Coalition of Palm Beach County, and Shaw Height, the marketing director with Steinger, Isco, and Green. Say that three times fast. Hi, guys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Okay, Anna, we're going to start with you. What is the Drowning Prevention Coalition of
Palm Beach? The Drowning Prevention Coalition, we are a Palm Beach County government agency whose job is to educate the 1.3 million people of Palm Beach County on the importance of water safety and drowning prevention, and we are only an organization of two people. So
you work hard.
We work really hard, and we really like to partner with area organizations and businesses to help us promote the importance of water safety and drowning prevention.
Do you run into the fact that a lot of parents of toddlers or people who have a pool think, well, it's not going to happen in my backyard?
Absolutely. I think besides lapse of supervision being the number one reason why drownings happen, I also think that there's a lot of complacency because parents don't think that a near drowning or drowning can happen to them. And that's just not the case, because regardless of one's age, race, gender, or socioeconomic background, everyone is susceptible to drowning.
Now, I know you guys got involved with Steinger, Isco, and Green because, Shaw, and you can relate the story, but it hit home with you guys.
It hit directly home. Within our firm, we had a paralegal. She's the mother of five sons, proud family, wonderful family, and their youngest son ended up face down in a pool at a family function. Thankfully, there was someone who knew CPR right there on the site, so they were able to resuscitate the child, and it was a miracle story. It was one of two that actually happened on the same day. But immediately we wanted to see what was out there as far as resources for drowning prevention and being able to save these lives, and then see what resources we could bring to the table.
And you just brought up a very good point. Here's a mother of five. The father was there as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously a great mom, mm-hmm. at a family function,
right,
where there
right.
were probably 60 people.
Right.
And in a split second, something happens and goes terribly wrong. Fortunately, as you mentioned, Shaw, somebody was there who knew CPR and they resuscitated the child, and the child's going to be okay.
Yeah. Which usually isn't the case, might I add. So very, very lucky.
And then the same day you'd mentioned the other one was at DuBois Park in Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
Similar situation.
Correct.
Family event. Next thing you know, the little kid's face down in the water. Somebody there did CPR. Again, child saved. But Anna, as you mentioned, and it only takes a couple of seconds, right?
Yeah, you can drown in the time it takes to answer a telephone. It doesn't take very long. And it only takes 2 inches of water. Just think about it. Water just needs to cover your mouth and your nose. That's it. 2 inches of water is all it takes to drown.
So what can we do to help?
Well, right now, we are in the midst of planning our golf tournament, which is being held May 7th. At Binks Forest Golf Club out in Wellington, and we are looking for players. We need players. We have partnered with Palm Beach County Fire Rescue Volunteer Battalion, who's a 501c3, so they are our partner. And the monies raised will go to our free swim program for underprivileged and special needs children ages 3 through 12 who would otherwise not have access to water safety services, as well as money for fire rescue equipment and so forth that the battalion needs. So it's going to be a great time. That's going to start at 1 p.m., a shotgun start, and we're going to have a DJ and a pool party for children from 3:30 to 5:30. So we're encouraging it as a family event, not just for the golfers themselves. So we're just trying to bring everybody in, and we really, really need players, Jennifer. Really need them.
You guys got a website or a phone number?
Yes. You can call my office at 561-723-3650, or you can visit the actual tournament website, which is www.fire-vols.org/golf, and you'll be able to download the player form, and you can fax it and then bring the check with you on the day of the event.
That's awesome. It is the Drowning Prevention Coalition of Palm Beach County. It is a huge event, May 7th. That's this coming weekend, by the way.
I know.
At Binks Forest, and they can call you at 561-723-3650 or online. And you know what? We'll put a link at WRMF.com.
Wonderful.
For you as well.
Wonderful.
Anna Stewart, Shaw, did you have anything else you want to say? Congratulations to Steinger, Isco, and Green for getting involved. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're just so excited to have them on board and as a partner. It's wonderful.
And I would say just for parents to go to Drowning Prevention Coalition and actually learn about swimming lessons that are happening. Red Cross does CPR training, that these resources are there so we can make sure that not another child is lost.
Thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.